Welcome to Zeno Attribute, a primary attribute industry subsidiary, by which I mean spinoff. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he, him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul. Paul's the blue engineer, mechanic-y guy, club bro. We both use he, him pronouns, especially Paul. At the moment, he's just playing taxi driver.
My name's Ian. I use they, them pronouns. And I play Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he, him pronouns. And Dr. Ray is currently torn between running away from the scary noise and the puppet, you know, marionette person pulling his strings. He really wants to look down and see what the giant noise is coming from.
Did you forget what a puppeteer is called? And
yes, I came up with puppet master, and that seemed
go with marionette
incorrect.
Person, which is much more frightening. Okay, thanks to unpack there. Anyway, hi, I'm Kels. I use he/him pronouns for the most part, and I am playing as Oz, who also uses mostly he/him pronouns, but different. Mostly, Oz is our lead security associate. Which means he has the gun and has more of the guns than everybody else and is in charge of making sure they're all safe. And right now he is focused on getting everyone away from the scary hole that made a scary noise in pursuit of doing his job. I've been sick, so this is going to be fun.
The scary hole made a scary noise.
I would love to actually see the android that mocks derisively just like Mom does.
Well, I'd love to be an android, so.
Going all, look at me, I'm made of meat, and I'm going to die if I go into there.
Oh, no!
But with an ooh-woo voice.
All right, punk, what's your character? Introduce yourself. Let's see you do it in a normal way.
That's not going to happen.
I
have a new show, Hyperfixation, so I am not normal. Hi, my name is Moss. I use they, them pronouns exclusively. I'm playing Demir, who is our HR professional here at Tricon Enterprises. Demir uses any pronouns exclusively. Right now, Demir is really considering just sort of helping support our Dr. Lachlan Ray's professional goals here by just chucking him into the hole.
The scary hole?
The scary hole that made a scary noise.
If you throw people into the scary hole, I will shoot you with my gun.
Oh,
just
I understand.
So we're clear.
Because it'll make more scary noises.
Well, you can't just start chucking people in holes. I'm pretty sure that's in the manual.
There's actually an exception for a mining operation.
No, there is not.
That's why there's no railings.
God, also, OSHA hates us.
Also, I want to pitch this cast. But by the Jim Henson Company, so we're all Muppets.
Oh, God.
I'd also love Farscape. To pitch this cast.
Farscape.
So Farscape.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Did everyone introduce themselves?
Moss?
We got to Demir is it fair to call Demir an androgynous android?
Ooh. I was trying to think of a word that was just like,
androgynous.
All of the above, and I came up with mandrogynous, so I think I'm just fucking retiring.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Not your best work, I would say.
something, the patriarchy or something.
I'm agender and androgynous-ish or whatever, but Demir is like multigender and just is made out of metal. Like, live your life.
Just like one gender stapled to another gender. And just
yes,
keep on
exactly.
Bolting genders on.
All genders in RAM at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing like a multi-track drifting experience. I've got like a dual boot, except there's just fucking all of them in there. Yeah. I did one semester in computer science in college, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Did you say commuter science?
I had coffee in my mouth.
Oh, this is going great. Beautiful energy. Love it.
Ready for a horror show. We got this.
Here we go to face our deaths.
All right. Well, we're excited to bring you some more Xeno attribute here. Kells, do you remember what happened last time?
I just read it.
Want to tell us again?
Broadly, yes. Candy and Cody, who've been overworking on the reactor, radioed in to let us know that they have it basically ready, but they're going to need a couple more technical folks to help them the next two-ish hours to finish off the process. Otherwise, they'll have to vent the reactor and start all over. So our plan is to have Paul do a couple more shuttles of miners up to our ship and then head over with a miner crew member so that he can help out there. We've got plenty of time. The rest of us are proceeding to the lab where it's cold. We pick up some gear. We do an ammo check on our guns. Demir finds some data from the geologists that have been working here, but doesn't get anything usable immediately. We find some really gross core samples that were drilled out of the rock here. The deeper parts appear sort of spongy and with oily fluids, and Ray checks it out, and it looks like it is oily blood or perhaps worm grease. The takeaway here is that there's some kind of organisms under the surface, and we took a core sample of them, which was pretty rude of us.
Do we suspect that these are microorganisms, or did we just take a chunk out of one really big organism?
The science is still out on that.
Unclear, because it's compacted.
Yeah.
Scientists just don't know yet.
Yeah, we just don't know. Meanwhile, Paul docked on board with his drop-off crew and started sweeping for barnacles, since there was a barnacle left over after his last one. Found a bunch of them in engineering and managed to steam them into activity, blast them with a fire extinguisher, trap them in the floor, hit them with the foam gun, basically eventually encase them safely in the floor, which is where you want your barnacles.
Home alone them.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, set up all the mannequins to look like they're dancing.
Don't know where Paul got all those Hot Wheels, but we're not complaining. Right?
My tarantula.
Tarantula did nothing wrong.
Did knock 27 hull points off of our ship, so that could have gone better, but hey, the barnacles are taken care of.
To clarify, you did not knock 27 off then. You're down total of 27, including the micro meteor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. That was not a 27 point
no.
debacle.
No.
Like a bolide, is that what they call this?
Okay. Great. Noted. So then Paul returns to the planetoid with Parada, the geologist from our crew, gave her a shotgun. The plan is to drop her off at the reactor and probably evacuate another batch of miners, because he's still good on time. Meanwhile, Ray, Demir, and Oz have reached the mineshaft dome. It's a big hole with tubes and heavy machinery. It's warm in here. The surviving miners are in the overseer's office, and there's a bunch of big scary barnacles around, as well as some leaf bug looking things with like a sail and that was described as like a single panel of a stegosaurus roofing tiles. That's not what they're called.
Plate.
Thank you. Yes.
No, I liked roofing tiles.
And they have a face and a snout and a bunch of legs, and they're about 2 feet tall. And one of the sail bugs fights a barnacle and seems to have drank it, which is alarming. We use our rigging guns to make a little like hold on this rope, walk on that rope kind of a deal to let the miners walk down. They walk down, it goes okay. We get them all down, and Ray and Oz went to look in the hole, and it made a scary noise like a big giant creaking groan. There were small vibrations, and we all went, let's return to the infirmary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Paul,
mm-hmm.
you and Parada are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Heading straight to the reactor.
Wait, we're in a ship coming down, or
you're in your pod?
We're in the pod.
Yeah,
didn't just base jump it off. the Martell.
You're in your safe space.
I mean, you could, but it wouldn't be comfortable. And if you miss, someone's got to go get you.
Right.
Hoo boy.
Yes, you're coming down in the pod. Did you want... I'm going to say, after all of your shenanigans on the ship, you probably have maybe an hour 15 left. If you want, that's plenty of time to do another trip of people back up to the ship. But if something goes wrong, maybe not. You could also just go ahead and go to the reactor and fire it up now. The risk to that, obviously the reactor is, it's a jury-rigged engine that you've made to push a planetoid. Things could go catastrophically wrong there. Mm. It's far enough away from the mining base that you're probably fine, but there's a lot of asterisks after that, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we know how dice rolling goes in this game.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
the chances are always against you, so.
Oh, this one is actually kind of a pretty even roll, frankly. Actually, you all have done a good job. So you have a better than even chance of.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a chance that I can get more engineers on this or more people who can?
That wouldn't be helpful. It's not a number of hands thing. If you really wanted it to be safe, you would need, you know, weeks.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Safety protocols, backup procedures, testing.
Ugh.
You just don't have time for that.
Sure.
If this was like a real video game, we could just like take some drugs and then it would work really well.
Just mentats. I mean, for
you all have been doing that. You all are all dosed the heck up on drugs.
That's true.
I don't think I have any Android drugs, unfortunately.
Rude.
So he's in the pod with who now?
Parada. She's the geologist.
Geologist, right?
Yeah.
She came with us, right? Or was she on the planetoid?
She came with you.
Okay.
She's one of your crew members.
She's alone in this pod with him?
Yeah. She's also newer, so she's a little shy.
Okay. And
just as far as she can get away on the bench from the pilot seat.
Yeah, your pod that is basically just a smart car.
Yeah, so he's making awkward passes at her. Well, okay, not awkward. Overly confident passes at her.
What do they sound like, Adam?
No, don't make me.
Yeah.
He's just being gross.
Is the radio open while this is happening?
He's probably like staring at her a little too hard. Yeah, probably turned the radio to something. I don't know.
There's a Marvin Gaye station out here in deep space.
Oh. I was going to say turn it to rock. She's a geologist.
Oh, my God. No, but like, is the comm radio open while this is happening?
Yeah, can we watch your shame?
That's a good question. You all have had open comms for like a lot of it. Yeah, let's see how embarrassing this is. Adam, give me a D10 roll.
I would like to posit that Parada could open the comm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because Demir's on the other end, so he can record everything for the eventual HR complaint.
I don't know what a 4 does in this case.
Yeah, the comms are on, and you're all actively talking.
Uh-huh.
Just in the middle of our normal conversation, we hear him trying to hit on her.
Yeah.
Great.
Come here often, he says.
Yeah.
He's got bad lines like so you know they call me Fred Flintstone, right?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
You guys see this one coming. Yeah, because bedrock.
I feel like
he screws up the landing on the whole thing.
I feel like at this point Demir just straight up starts like shushing everyone else on the comms just because they're like, I have to get, oh my god, this is so funny, I have to get a clean recording of this.
For like HR purposes, right?
Yeah, definitely for HR purposes.
Demir definitely doesn't have several sock puppet accounts on the internal social media system for posting.
Definitely not
shit.
Just because I find this so funny.
Demir's just gonna change all of Paul's like phone notification sounds to just clips of him striking out.
You know, like the bedrock.
And now that's the sound that your like morning alarm makes.
Yep.
Yeah, you replace the warning klaxon for incoming objects.
The warning klaxon for incoming Bedrock. Objects is just Paul going, so...
Do you want to play it safe and go straight to the... on time and go straight to the reactor, or do you want to try to get some more people off the planet just in case something goes not so great?
Yeah, I want to get more people off the planet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you dropping Parada off separately, or?
That makes sense. And it's not a problem.
Yeah, no, I think we'll hold on to Parada as a, just more hands sounds smart. I don't know why.
Dropping her at the base. Then, so that she can stay down on the planetoid while you take another group up, back up.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. They'll need a geologist down there anyway, right? That's right, where the core exactly, sample yeah. is? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, she's able to help with the reactor.
She's oh, sure.
skilled enough in engineering. So
the question is whether you drop her off at the reactor and then come to the base to get more miners or do something else.
Or if she just hangs out at the base for a minute in case.
Yeah.
I feel like I should put her, yes, where the reactor is. Is that also where okay. the core sample is?
No.
The core sample is downstairs.
Yes.
Not downstairs.
Yeah.
On the planet.
Yes. And it's in the downstairs. Mining base.
But that's okay. Like, we can bring that with us. We can do that.
Yeah, whatever. We can bring the core sample back up to her. No problem.
But we can also give her 30 minutes with it if you want to drop her there. Like,
nah, uh-huh. we can... I'll drop her off at the reactor. Get
okay,
because mm-hmm. it just sounds smart to have somebody,
yeah,
capable of dealing yeah. with it.
I'm scared. All the NPCs I like are still gathering in one place.
Yeah,
that is far away and might explode.
You know.
Well, maybe it's less likely with her on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is absolutely yes.
Of course, he makes a lurid comment while docking.
And saved that.
Something about fuel rods. I don't
know. Oh god.
Like, oh, this is gonna be a tight fit.
Deep space.
Oy.
Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When it's like a pod.
Scary hole.
It's obviously the smallest ship.
Bumping landing.
He's compensating for the size of his pod.
Yeah.
Hey Paul, we've got a scary hole for you to check out.
That's hole sweat, your favorite thing.
No.
Okay. All right. So yes, you come back to the reactor. Candy is still in the mech suit and just tearing up anything that comes around and tries to mess with the electronics, any of the local.
Candy has just been soloing the barnacles in the mech suit this entire time.
Not the whole time. He's gone back up and down the ladder to help out with Cody. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, it's there was an initial like surge of them, but now mm-hmm. they've kind of just gone down to a trickle because sure. either like the ones that are like too far away to get yeah. heat mm-hmm. have just died or they've hidden themselves in like the geothermal crags.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a ton of work.
Yeah. Okay. So there's just some that are wandering by and happening.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, a warm thing.
Right. And he goes over and stomps on them. Yeah. And they're happy to see Parada. Cody waves. They help her get up quickly onto the platform where it's safer, safe-ish. Mm. Yeah. All right.
As they wave the scent of Axe body spray away from.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're doing that outside of your spacesuit in the pod, but that's fine.
Yeah, he thinks it helps.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Create an atmosphere.
I just like the idea that like in all of these science fiction movies or whatever, like a door always opens and like a cloud of like white vapor comes out and mm-hmm. it like
yeah.
vaguely conceals. But like for us, it's just fucking Axe body strip.
Lovely. and then you're going to head back and do another round. I'm just going to simplify that with a real quick piloting roll.
Okay. That's a D100?
A speed or intellect, whichever one is better for you. Plus.
I'll roll and then check. I've still got it written
sure.
on the page. 51 on the dice. Pretty good. Let's see.
What does it's that all right. Seems probably okay.
Here it could be. It might be okay. Oh, there it is. Okay, so... Ooh, my speed number is 49.
But then you have...
Piloting.
Oh, okay. So I'm adding the
specialization
like,
or something.
Adding or vehicle 15 to that or 10?
Yeah, at least 15.
Okay. So, yeah, that's safe. 51 is definitely under whatever 49 plus 15 is.
Yes.
It's a fucking mystery to me.
amazing. Okay. Or you head back over to the base, scoop up some of the last of the folks, and make a final trip. You're cutting it close, and Candy and Cody and Parada are a little nervous that you're not back yet, because they would very much like you to scoop them up so they can not be at the reactor when it...
Oh, I forgot about that part.
...goes off.
I have an important question.
Yeah.
Given the timing.
Uh-huh.
How are we getting off the planet?
Oh, not everyone's off the planet.
They just want to be away from the reactor. Okay.
They want to be away from the reactor. They're not expecting to get off the planet.
Okay.
So we've now done 3 batches of people off the planet. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Okay.
And that's 9 total folks.
Yes.
So I think that's a lot of who we found, but not
all of them. That's almost all. Okay. Yeah. So it's mostly just you all and Dr. Dara and Cody, Candy, Parada.
Okay.
And like 1 or 2 more.
Probably like 3 kids just like hiding.
Oh, the guys that you just got from the
showers
mining pit.
Or the mining pit.
The mining pit. So
yeah.
There's maybe 5 or 6 miners and then the named people.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So those of you who are inside and fleeing the scary hole.
About that.
Yeah.
I think because Oz and Ray were the ones who were just like, and we're leaving now at pace, you know. Mm-hmm. I think we were bringing up the rear, maybe.
Okay.
Ray's gonna run for a little bit, slow down, and then maybe start going back that direction.
You wanna peek down?
Yeah. Or at least I wanna try. So I don't know if everyone else notices if they're all booking it that
I would like Ray to is. Roll to see if I notice, because
I'm not trying to be sneaky about it, but I could also see it being missed given the situation.
Sure.
Yeah, for all fucking distracted.
Yeah, both of you, Kels and Moss, roll a d10.
7. Oh, I got a 1.
I got a 7.
Okay. Oz notices, Demir does not.
Okay. You start going back, and I think Oz is gonna stop for a second and be like, did you fucking forget something, Ray?
Not my accent.
It's Russian.
I forgot my accent. No. I gotta go back for it. Otherwise, I'm gonna sound like this.
Every goblin that Kels has ever done.
Shut up.
Kels does have the best goblin voice, though.
They're a rich and storied culture.
Uh-huh.
But just one culture. Goblins of... You know, they all sound the same somehow. Yeah.
Space goblins.
They'd love to sell you a sword.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't just leave without checking what's going on, can we?
Yes.
I feel like we should. I feel like we should.
It was just a scary noise. How bad could it be?
Very bad.
Yes, but it could be the kind of very bad that gets my name written in history forever. So I'm going back that way.
You've got 15 seconds, and then I'm going to close this door behind the rest of us.
Just don't lock it. By me.
All right. Do your,
yeah, go
do
back.
Your thing, science boy.
Okay. You go back. Again, there's a pit with a crane above it, and like one of those like basket elevator things that can be winched up and lowered. There's hoses and power cables running into it. And then there's the vague steam coming up out of it. Not like obscuring steam, but just, you know, like a manhole cover in the summertime. That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a way for me to get, because I can't really see down into the hole from here, right?
No, you'd have to get much closer.
Is there a way to get over to it without getting down on the ground floor?
Yes. The immediate way that you see would be to use the crane. You could hook the, like, the crane runs the whole length of the space. So you could hook the basket on it and then bring it over to you. It would All right. be handy if you had a second person who could then control the crane. So you'd have to, like, kind of jury-rig the controls a little bit.
Gotcha.
So, like press the joystick forward with some glue on it and then jump on the basket real quick kind of thing.
Seems safe.
Yeah, very safe.
Alternately, our rigging gun walkway, does that get over the pit at all? Or is it too close to the wall?
No, it does go over the pit. It's not exactly over, so you wouldn't have the best view. But yes, that's also another way that you could do it and would, frankly, be safer.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to do that, especially since we're on a time crunch and no one seems interested in helping me, which is totally fair.
Okay. All right.
The other question I have is, I don't know if they're a separate item in this game. They probably are.
What?
Do we have flares?
Yes, they are. Okay. They are a separate item. A flare gun is specifically listed. Yeah, there's flares.
Okay.
You can easily find, if not flares. Yeah, you find some flares. Yeah, there's
some
boxes.
I just want some light source that I can drop and not deny myself of my only light source.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no problem at all.
All right, I grab some of those and I scoot out along the rope.
Okay. I need
a turn on my field recorder and all that.
Speed plus athletics.
Oh man, I can't wait to die.
Nothing even gets you. You just fumble it and fall into the pit.
That seems appropriate for this game. But it is low gravity, so I might not die from the fall.
Mm. Oh yeah, you would not.
All right. I can't use strength.
You would die from the pitch.
Oh, you could use strength. Yeah, you could use strength.
Thank you, stimulants. All right, my functional strength score is much higher. So normally it's a 33, but with the stims, I'm at 45. Athletics makes that 55.
Whew.
See, kids? Doing drugs is cool.
And I roll a 58 because of hubris.
Amazing. Oh, no. Amazing.
Wow. Dare program strikes again.
Do I fall in the pit?
It's only three off. Maybe Whit will be nice and you're clinging under railing or something.
You fell partially into the pit.
One half of me falls into the pit. The other half was cut off by the rope.
Part of you hangs on. The rest of you is bitten off by something else entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the megalodon jumps out of the pit. No. you do slip. Your feet go off, but you manage to, like, catch on with your arms on the cable. But, like, that is an extremely precarious place to be, and it would be hard to boost yourself back up, because it's a cable and not, like, a surface. but you've caught yourself.
Oh, I caught myself.
However,
on a lower cable? Okay.
Do need a fear check.
Safe. Hey, guess who's not around to fuck up my fear check?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
17 under 33.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, you're doing fine. Though do take a point of stress.
That's fair.
Okay, yeah, you're hanging on, you're clasped on to the cable. How do you wanna deal with that?
So you said that it's gonna be really hard for me to, because I fell basically and grabbed onto the lower cable of the
right.
two. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get my legs wrapped around it so I'm more stable? If I haven't
yeah,
done that
absolutely.
Already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strength athletics.
I have to roll. Think if there's
and
any.
Frankly, it's pretty easy because of low gravity to do that at least. Getting back up to these, like, standing and on the second cable is nearly impossible. But this is pretty easy because of low gravity. Like, you have your muscle mass. Is plenty to boost you. So go ahead and roll with advantage.
Okay. First roll is an 87. And the second roll is a 73.
Oh boy.
By one hand. Do I just fall?
I think you're going to fall, unfortunately.
Hell yeah. All right.
I think you're going to fall in the pit.
Ooh, all the way down into the pit. I'm living the dream.
God, I can't get... Okay, Parks and Rec, yeah. I fell into the pit.
Well, we're going to see what happens there, actually. Yeah, make a body save. Armor, make an armor save.
Yeah,
armor
for physical makes... damage.
Yeah.
What's the bonus for a vac suit?
Plus 7.
Okay. Rolling at a 41. 71.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's
flat on my back.
Well, no.
Well, flat into the pit.
yeah. I think with that many failures, I think you're going in the pit. So remember how we talked about how the low gravity means you can really bounce in this environment?
Might just ricochet.
So you swing your feet up to try to hook onto the cable. You overexert and do like a spinning front flip, which you then fall to the ground, hit the ground, bounce, and skip like a stone straight into the hole.
And I want you to know my field recorder was running this entire time.
if you had been trying to do that, like the Olympic judges would have raised some high numbers on their cards. But you weren't trying to do that.
It loses a lot of its magic when you're rolling along your side.
Yeah.
Smashing your shoulder into the ground repeatedly.
This is like so sad, and I'm really sad that we're losing this person, and definitely gonna... Did we have video on this?
Oh, I was running my field recorder the entire time. I have a body cam.
You do have the body cam, don't you?
Yeah. No, this is all getting recorded, even if I die.
Oh my god.
I'm uploading this to face TikTok.
Oh, this is such a good view.
I'm hiring commentators.
Yeah, Dr. A went into this knowing that it might be one way. Wasn't the plan for it to be one way, but like,
wow.
You know, if it's a predator, it could kill him, but at least there'll be video of it.
Oh boy.
Okay. I'd hope to return to the rest of the group pretty quickly here, but this is...
You can cut off with me plunging into darkness.
I mean...
One thing I do want to, I am going to cut off and go to the other group, at least briefly.
No,
I think we're probably going to come back to this pretty soon.
Oz has been watching this the whole time.
Have you?
Yeah, because Oz was you've got 15 seconds until I'm closing this door. He's standing on the door.
Oh, you're standing. Like, waited at the doorway.
Yes.
Okay. Hunt,
so.
Yeah, he's been standing inside of the dome watching, going, oh, shit, I wonder if I can help. Oh, God, now I really need to find a way to help.
That's true. And you also do have the HUD, so you could tap into the body cam and be actually watching.
Yeah, I kind of assume you've been sharing body cam footage for...
Yeah, okay. In that case, you
Oz
see this happen.
You
see the most spectacular Olympic gymnast expression ever.
He's doing gymnastics.
Yep, and skitters straight into the hole.
Oh, God. I mean, unbelievable, but... as far as we know, the route between here and the infirmary is pretty much a straight shot, right? And it's safe enough.
It was all it was pretty much entirely safe because it was really cold. So the barnacles were
fine
clustered around the heat.
About sending the rest of the survivors back with Demir. I guess I have
Kara
to go.
Huh? I was asking if Kara was still with us. The like one named miner we had.
I thought we sent Kara back to the ship
to help
deal with the,
the
barnacles in the floor.
If not, Kara has gone back now with the
one
that I was just trying to figure out how many people who aren't red shirts we had available. Yeah.
I feel fine about sending the red shirts back with Demir. God damn it. I guess Oz is going to go run over to try to help Ray.
So are you going down onto the floor of the...
I am going to check out that crane thingy that you said, that you could lower a thing from the crane into the pit?
Yes. So just real quick, Demir, are you going back with the...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have fun. Demir sends me the release of company from liability thing for his side.
Yeah, I tagged the update your will email with like a read receipt.
And you can just blink into your HUD and it the eye camera will automatically
exactly
add take your signature. That
as a signature. Doesn't yeah. matter. I don't sign it.
Nope, you blink though. You blink. If you blink at any point in the next 15 minutes, it's counted as an exception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to roll yep. to not blink.
Yep. while falling into a hole. Yeah. Okay. So yes, Oz, you run over and look at the equipment. So have you like the cargo cranes
uh-huh.
that are like they can move in any direction under the frame of the
yeah.
crane?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, or like a claw grabber.
Okay.
At the So there's a big claw grabber above uh-huh. the whole room.
Uh-huh.
And it can pick up the basket or right. it can pick up equipment or samples or whatever.
Or if you have really good aim, you can pick up Dr. Ray.
Does it have the basket already, or is it just
it does not. Though the basket is on the ground right nearby.
Okay.
So it could easily pick up the basket.
My plan is to pick up the basket and then drop it into lower it on the cable into the hole and go from there.
I would say you're also seeing the floor of the space. There's maybe a half dozen of the sail bugs.
Okay. Do they seem relevant?
Well, if you're going down onto the floor, they are agitated and aggressive and drink barnacles. So don't right. know what they do to you.
Okay.
Don't get drinked.
Yeah.
Yeah, just putting that out there.
Okay.
But yes, absolutely. You can lower the basket into the hole. That's no problem at all.
Great. If I go... okay. So hang on. Do I have to get onto the floor where the sail bugs are to get to the crane?
No. You can control the crane okay. from the platform you're on right now.
Oh, fantastic. That's very convenient. Okay.
You'd have to jury-rig it if you want to lower yourself in the basket.
That's another step to this plan that I okay. am not at yet. Okay.
Okay. You're just lowering the basket.
Just lowering the basket, and best case scenario, Ray is conscious and functional enough to drag himself into the basket once it's where he is.
Got it. That's
if that doesn't work, then I have to improvise. But
plan B. Yeah.
Yes.
But you'll you'll blow up that airlock when you get to it.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, you easily lower the basket into the hole. That's no rolls needed or anything.
Okay.
It's no problem. Sure? Yep.
Okay.
I mean roll a D10. If you get a one, crush
Ray. Driving.
No, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Fine. Fine.
It's meant to be easy. It's meant to be easy.
All right. Yeah, it's supposed to be basically anyone who works here can use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Ray available on comm and stuff? Like,
let's find Ray out what conscious? Happens.
Like, I don't know. Am I?
Yeah.
So let's see what exactly happened to you.
Pulling for a sanity check.
Failed your damage roll, your armor roll. So we're going to do some damage to you. A very low roll, considering what just happened. 7 points of damage.
Wow.
All right.
That's some guardian angel level shit.
I also need you to roll a d10.
All right. Let me record the damage real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a 3d10 roll.
Wow.
And I got a 7.
Completely missed my fucking dice tray. I get an 8.
An 8. That's great. Even though you face plant and your vac suit visor is entirely spider webbed, the sensor on your arm, like the heads up display thing, shows still a full seal. So you didn't rip your suit or break your face mask. So congrats on that.
Very lucky.
You bounce down quite a ways. Because of the low gravity, if you're touching a wall, it's more like you're sliding. So it broke your fall to just
gotcha. Hit,
bounce back and forth among the stuff, like all the pipes and cables. You have landed at the bottom. In a mass of coiled cable. There's a like a power relay box and some like work lights around as well, although they're not lit. Like, you can just make out the shadows of them.
Gotcha. And they probably can't be turned on right now because they were cutting power to all the non-essential stuff.
Well, yeah, there might be enough juice left in the relay though. Mm. So you could turn it on.
Yeah. I'll
doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go over to the giant metal lever power box and go.
Okay. Yeah. You flick it on. The walls of the cave are, very moist and eroded, like limestone features that are kind of, it looks like all the walls are kind of dripping.
Yeah. Like, and when you get that melted effect.
Yeah. The melted effect. Caves. Yeah. Like melted wax. There's also, you know, that the planet has heavy iron deposits, hence why it does have gravity, and also why there's so many valuable resources in it. Because of that, though, the iron deposits, like the moisture that's running out of the walls, looks a lot like blood. It's really unsettling, especially with the way that the work lights hit it. It's gross and unsettling. Like that river in Antarctica that looks like it's bleeding.
Yes. I do like that river.
I didn't know about that river. Is it gross and unsettling enough for a fear save?
Yeah, actually, you know what? We're going to do the first of something here.
sanity
save.
Fuck yes. That I didn't come with.
I would have not had disadvantage on sanity save. Damn it, I make it. 24. Under 44. Whenever a scientist fails a sanity save, every friendly player nearby gains one stress. But sadly, not today. Or at least not this time.
Nobody's nearby. You're 50 feet down.
You're watching me on video.
I suppose.
I do need you, though, to take another stress, though.
Even though I succeeded.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Cause then you fail and you roll on the stress table. Okay.
Yeah. And well, also you just fell into a giant hole.
That's fair.
That is
like, some people would call that stressful.
Yeah.
My suit is holding pressure, but if I hit it against anything, again,
it's also spider webbed.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's hard to see.
The walls
turning to stone or something.
Oh, and then something, there's a giant, deep booming all around you, rumbling growl.
Does it appear to be heading towards me?
Well, it sounds like it's coming from every direction at once.
You fell into a mouth.
So, yeah, unclear. It's not moving. It's not like there's no Doppler effect.
I swear I meant to grab a bioscanner at some point, but I'm not sure I did.
You did.
Okay. Can I use a bioscanner?
There was one, you were able to get one in the med bay.
Ah,
you asked about that.
Yeah, because I have a cool. All right, I'm going to use my bioscanner to figure out if there's any creature nearby that noise is coming from, and or if the creature is like literally 2 feet below my feet.
All right. So it's acting funky. The bioscanner. Can I get you to make a computer's intellect roll?
Don't suppose I can use biology or archaeology.
Yes, you could use biology.
It's just keep on coming. 80 over 54.
Whew, this can't be right. It says that everything around you is living. Like your suit is living. Rocks are living.
Mm-hmm.
The work lights are living.
Troubling.
Yeah. Troubling. Yep.
We're going full event horizon. God.
Going full event horizon. Yep.
Aren't you glad you watched that, Ian?
Sure, why not? No, I am, because I got to see one horror protagonist finally have the right reaction, which is fuck this, let's leave.
Yeah.
Okay, and at that point, you hear Oz in your earpiece.
Yeah. Are you awake down there? I'm sending down the crane basket.
And you do hear the...
I'm awakened. My scanner is saying this entire thing is biological, so that's neat.
Are you going to be able to crawl into the crane basket? Ambulatory?
I can crawl into a crane basket, yes.
Fantastic. All right. I don't want to say I told you so, and then I just cut off the radio.
At least the field recorder gets, oh, you absolutely told me so. before the basket gets to me, because I assume
it's going to take a minute. You did fall a ways.
We're in low grav, which means something I throw will travel a distance.
Yes.
I'm reasonably certain this cave isn't full of, like, explosive gas, right? That's not a
thing. Okay. Yeah, no.
It's always important to check before lighting a flare in a close
space. Yeah. You would have been, they would have mentioned.
Yeah.
Or it would have been in the reports, or there would have been, like, there would have been signs, like, above the pit, like, no smoking or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I can't make total sense of the scanner. I'm still going to wait until, actually, I guess two things. First off, looking around, I mean, this is an exploratory pit. They presumably would have noted it. But can I look around and see if there's any sign that anything non-natural was done here besides us? Like, I realize the temples were built by visiting folks, but if there's, like, fucking ruins hiding behind some of the erosion or something.
What? There's no search roll for this. There's scavenging.
I was hoping I could roll archaeology.
Oh, that sounds... Ooh, applicable to me.
He's searching. That sounds ass.
Yeah. All right, let's go for it.
Yeah. Of course, past that one. 31 under 54.
Interesting.
You're gonna know everything the whole time you're dying.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure out the mystery and be eaten before I can share the answer.
We're entering Act 3. Yeah, I should be more forthcoming.
Well, you're on camera. You'll share the mystery while you're dying.
Yeah, and I'm definitely doing the, coroner narration thing about what I'm seeing.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah, so you're walking along and, like, poking around at stuff, checking out the walls, and, you know, you do find evidence that this exploratory shaft was dug over where the Lisei had dug a shaft when they were trying to mine this planetoid. Because, you know, there's already the structure there, basically.
Yeah.
So you do see some very old, like, centuries old, like, reinforcement beams and evidence of their cable, that, you know, whatever tools they used. And also the cuts in the wall that were clearly not made from your human mining tools, but from some.
Yeah.
Some alien device. Weirdest thing, though.
Yes.
Like, you know how, like, when you when people nail a sign to a tree or accidentally chain a bike to a tree and leave it there for, you know, 50 years, like, the tree will absorb it?
Yeah, like, grows out around it.
Yeah. The soil has, like, grown through and around and kind of consumed some of these very old structures. Like, not just like the way that, like, it would crush it or whatever, but, like, more of an organic.
Yeah, like, it's thing. Too self-supported to be erosion or whatever. All right, so this planet grows around foreign objects. That's not the best sign. I want it on video record. I still believe this place is a giant space salmon egg or whatever was in that damn ruin.
You're about to be a real pearl in the rough.
Yeah, you know what? You do also find an entrance, like a side chamber that was through some of the alien construction.
I open the door and also step to the side of the door as it opens, so if anything shoots out of it, it doesn't shoot into me.
No, this isn't Tomb Raider. God.
Yet.
You hear a giant, big old ball of rock.
Yeah, there's a big giant boulder running at
you. Or if there
was,
like, you know, gases that...
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Poison darts.
Yeah. Spikes.
In this room, you find, how to describe it? No, it's an arched room, not terribly big, maybe 50 feet across. The interior walls are, pockmarked with, like, maybe foot diameter divots, kind of like if a golf ball was turned inside out.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
And yeah, hole inside, floors, walls, ceiling.
I take a couple flares and toss them out into the room to try to get an idea if there's anything in here besides architecture.
Okay. Behind you, you hear the crane, the basket has landed. Yeah, you toss a flare out in there. There is immediately another giant groaning sound.
Sick.
make a sanity check. Save.
Yeah. Are there any? Well, I guess we'll find out after the sanity save. There we go. 71 over 44. I failed the sanity save. Hey, if any every friendly player nearby, gain one stress. I don't know.
What does that mean, though? Let me take a look at.
I'm just reading the line.
yeah. I'm just trying to think. Does Oz take one as being on the comms?
Yeah, that was kind of my thought.
Yeah.
Because you're watching the video closely and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Maybe you get a bonus or something because it's through the.
I just take a stress. Like, it's not a roll for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, okay. Kells, you take a stress. And Ian. Oh, so immediately you gain one stress. Actually, I'm going to say you gain two stress.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm putting together that I'm definitely inside a giant organism. That's pretty freaky.
And yeah, we should do a panic check here.
Hell yeah. I did this for you, dear listener. By which you mean I did it for myself.
Yeah.
So you get the benefit. So I'm rolling 2d10 and seeing if I roll under my stress score.
Correct.
Double zero. So
that is indeed under.
Yeah, because I guess it's because zeros count as zeros.
Because zeros count as zeros.
All right, I did it. I helped.
Oh my god!
Hang on, let me double. Is that right? Is that right?
Seems weird. Feels weird.
It does seem weird, doesn't it?
A double zero is usually a positive crit in this system, but it could be flipped around for the stress.
I get.
Or it could be 20.
Oh,
this is such good radio.
Oh, like we've never looked up rules of primary attribute.
Oh no. For this one it is those are tens for this.
Okay. All right.
The percentile is 0 through 99.
But when you add
them together, it's the zeros are tens. I hate that.
Yeah, it's fine. Frustrating.
Math.
Yeah.
Sometimes numbers are different than the numbers you want them to be.
Damn them.
Just divide them by zero okay. and so, listen yeah. to them so, scream.
Yeah, in that case, you did fine.
All right. What do I see?
You don't see anything. You are freaked out, and you feel, I would say that you're feeling pretty claustrophobic.
Yeah, I guess I was just curious if there was a... Did Lise put anything in this room, or if they just built a room?
No, they just... they didn't even seem to necessarily build it. You're not certain that the divots are not exactly regular, so you are not certain that they are built by the Lise. And the only structure that you see was the doorway into this room.
Okay.
Nothing in the room other than those divots.
Let's see. If I don't see anything, I guess I'm going to... back up out of the room.
Okay. And go back up to the basket.
There's so much more tunneled. Is Oz yelling at Ray at this point?
Oz is going to check back in and be like, okay, I, it seems like the basket's at the bottom there. Are you good? Are you with us? You coming today? Or what's your plan? Champ?
You hear... over or slightly behind Oz's questions, you hear in the cave what sounds like a whisper.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
I just assume that at like this point, like Demir and the other miners are like fully back wherever.
Oh yeah, you're fully back. Yeah, yeah.
You got your little in-office TV. Just
yeah,
yeah.
Taking bets.
So yes, you hear a whisper from deep, further back in the cavern.
Oh, I hate to ask this. Did you hear that?
Did I hear that?
Absolutely not. No,
I absolutely did not. Get in the basket.
I forgot how to make this decision.
Can I just like move the basket up and down 6 inches? Mm-hmm. Just like smack mm-hmm. it up, like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how far beyond your 15 seconds you are?
I never said you had to stay. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate it, but
I should get in the fucking basket.
Okay, with a heavy heart, Dr. Ray goes and gets in the basket.
Luckily, it's low gravity, so the heavy heart shouldn't actually affect anything.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in the basket.
Hearts ossify.
Yep, in the basket, and okay. You're able to...
I'm ready to start pulling him back up just in time for a scary, monstrous thing to grab the bottom of the basket.
Yeah.
I was hoping for, like, a beginning of Reign of Fire experience, so...
I don't remember the beginning of Reign of Fire.
I don't remember any of it.
They're in the mining bit and...
they wake up the dragon. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. You know.
Yeah. No.
A Balrog, maybe? Space Balrog?
Space Salmon Balrog?
Space Salmon Balrog.
That's my new band name.
You get back up to the top, and you're able to easily get the basket over all the critters on the floor and over to the platform that you're on where Perfect. The exit is.
Easy peasy. Did not have to use any of my grenades.
Nope.
Great.
All right. I hop on out.
All right. You hop on out. You start. I assume that you're going to go back to the infirmary.
Yeah. I give him a once over to be like, all right, are you in one piece? Are you replaced by a doppelganger? Are you any of those things? Great.
Cool. Not that I know of.
Looks normal.
Looks normal.
Yeah, not in one piece. Is in Yu-Gi-Oh! Though.
On your way back.
Thank you, son, for watching out for me.
The infirmary. Ian.
Yo.
Dr. Ray.
Yo.
Something in the lab catches your eye.
Is that an IBM 386?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, what actually catches my eye? Sorry.
No. There is a there's like a mass of sediment that's being sorted through. And there's like a pearl like object in there, stone. That it looks like part of it is crusty and not smooth. Part of it is very smooth and like a pearl. The smooth part is very round and looks exactly like it would fit in one of those holes that you saw.
Oh, good. I found a planetary tonsil skull.
Do we have to tag this with like a trypophobia warning?
Yeah, potentially, probably. They're not that. Okay.
I think
they're not those kinds of holes. They don't go in anywhere.
Yeah. They're just
divots. They are divots. They are. Inch deep divots.
But this divot is made for me is just not as much of a winning endorsement.
Well, kind of a hammered surface. To grab that sample.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure Oz will shoot me if I try to go back. Can I roll a biology roll on it to see what I think it is? So I assume intellect plus biology.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what this does in this situation. 99. The most critical of failures.
Try to put it in your mouth.
I know what happens. You're looking at it, and suddenly you start hearing a whisper from it.
Oh, good.
Make another sanity save.
Succeed. 39 under 44.
Oh yeah, this is freaky as hell.
I like that the Sandy save is like, do you realize how fucked up this is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, we will go back to Paul.
All right.
Hi.
Paul, you've done your last round of transport back up to the ship and flown back down. to the reactor slash giant thruster.
The reactor?
Yep.
Hot.
Yeah. Thruster, you barely know her. So, yeah. Do you want to do... you'd have enough time to do a once-over check of it, or you'd have more time to get away. Like... So I'll put where that is for you. If you do the once over, it reduces the odds of something bad happening. If you get a further away, if something bad happens, you're less likely to get hurt.
Right. And there's other people here, right?
There are. And you'll be carrying them away. So you'll all face the same consequences.
Right, right.
Presumably.
Well, he's going to do a once over.
Okay.
And hopefully spot anything that might be going on.
Okay. Go for intellect plus engineering.
Okay. His intellect's at 31 plus
46 total.
Okay. This is making me nervous. Well, that's an 11.
Great. Okay. Yeah. You make some final tweaks and adjustments, and you are pretty confident that everything is going to be fine. You have them climb on board. You're not going far. Like, you're not, you know, doing an interplanetary thing. So it's, you know, you can be a little bit more, you know, so people can just kind of hang off the pod, you know, like a helicopter takeoff.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, you can ride on the landing strut.
So in the past, we've had him able to take three, and that's with two in the cockpit and one in the suit attached to the bottom.
Yes. Yeah.
But then there's also the other.
So this will be another one. So. You can also carry a second suit. We don't have a second suit out here, but somebody can just.
Because Candy was stomping around on it.
Yeah, but we can't go take it from him.
Well, aren't we getting
Candy? Well, you're carrying him.
Yeah.
Well,
we are. So.
Oh, you're taking the people from the reactor.
Yes.
Okay, I lost.
Yes,
you I don't lost that thread.
Nobody wants to be on or next to the reactor.
Understandable.
At the very least, they're expecting the reactor to push into the ground, probably about 100 feet or so.
Yeah.
Just like to divot the ground.
Sure.
This is the moment where Dr. Ray just has this little light bulb of, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There was a 7% chance of the planetoid cracking.
Okay.
That's gone significantly down.
Oh.
There's now only a 2% chance of the planetoid cracking.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which,
all in red.
Time to fire it off.
All right.
What
does that mean?
That means that Adam, I made a chart. Oh. So now this chart is funky. So there's no highs and lows don't matter here because it different things happen in different spots.
Oh boy.
Adam, I need you to roll me a percentile.
Okay. 12. Oh, that's weird.
What's weird?
That it's one more than last roll.
Yeah, sure. Okay. So you are piloting away in the little pod, and the reactor controls were set to a countdown behind you. You turning over your shoulder, you can just make out the giant blast plume of plasma, superheated plasma, being thrown out behind the reactor. It probably goes half a kilometer up into the air. Those of you who are on the planet, the whole planetoid shakes.
Yeah.
You are definitely thrown to the ground. Well, you would have been you would have known it was happening. So you're not thrown to the ground unless you were really stupid and chose not to sit.
I'm going to do a handstand. Yeah, no.
Wow, let me just finish this card of this tower of cards.
But actually, as it pushes forward, you do start to very slightly, not drift off the ground, but you feel like extra less gravity than there was.
Hmm.
Right, because now we're accelerating the opposite direction.
Yeah, it's accelerating the other direction. Yeah.
Great.
So it's a little disorienting. It's kind of like an elevator. It feels like you suddenly...
The whole planet's an
elevator. Are going down in an elevator.
Great.
Elevator.
Exactly. There's no explosion. That's great.
Uh-huh.
Even though everything in the planetoid is shaking, you don't hear any, like, geological level cracks or, like,
okay.
You know. Oh. So probably didn't crack up. Yeah, it seems to be going well.
Do I hear any horrible moaning coming from down towards the mining shaft?
Those of you in the base hear just the most horrific noises possible coming from that hole. like a dying whale. Yeah, it's not good. Make a sanity save. I'm going to say you're past your sanity save freakouts there. Just go ahead and make normal fear.
Normal fear save.
So solid.
Yeah. The two of you. And Dimir.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did we make it back to the infirmary by the time this happened?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Disadvantage it is.
Just
learning. I failed twice. The worst one is a 79.
Also okay. Failed twice. Worst is an 81 over 30.
Jesus. Okay.
Right, you said a fear save, right?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
And you know that if you get doubles, that's the worst one, right?
Yeah. I think I got a 47 to 79.
Okay. Just pointing out, like, if
you, yeah.
I actually failed that one. I got a 95 over 85.
Oh.
Okay. All of you take one stress.
Neat.
I got a lot of stress.
No, not you, Adam. You're good. Okay. Okay. So yeah, you see the giant plume behind you, and you're zooming back to the mining base, and we will call it there.
Okay.
Oh. And maybe some things have been discovered.
I'm really looking forward to the, funny story. The planet's a creature and psychic.
Yeah.
Conversation. Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to the Instagram comments from the videos that I took.
Oh boy. Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam, editing by Wit. Thank you all for listening.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley. Released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute.
What kind of scary noise did it make?
Like a groan.
Like a groan.
Like a big, giant, creaking groan.
Like a big, giant, creaking groan.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't really... Wit, could you make the sound? I don't think I can understand it otherwise.
Fantastic. Thank you.
There's a seal down there.
Thanks.